Bowling doesn't like to say he's retiring. He's not old enough to draw a pension, but he is looking to start a new chapter.
If there's one thing that has resulted from the pandemic, it's the greater ability and opportunity to work unconventionally. In other words, not from within an office. So the increase in opportunity that's available because of the response to the pandemic makes doing something different while staying in Craig more possible.
He says he hasn't yet settled on a new career path, but he says he has no plans to leave town.
Yeah, Craig is our home, so we're staying here.
Asked about moments of particular pride in his career with the city, Bowling emphasized the everyday responsibility of a public servant.
The city is not just about doing one particular thing, right? People rely on us to produce drinking water, water that's safe to drink, and properly treat wastewater, keep the streets drivable, provide medical service through the EMT squad, keep the community safe through the police department, supporting the school district. I'm proud that we were able to accomplish all those things year after year.
Bowling worked for the city for nearly three decades. He started as a city planner in 1992. His last day was November 5th. Bowling says he spent parts of his last day getting his successor, Brian Templin, up to speed. Templin is another veteran official at the city of Craig. He's worked at the city since 2003, most recently as the planning director. Craig's city council greenlit his contract November 4th. Templin says he's always thought of it as the next step in his career with the city of Craig, and he says he's excited to move into the new role.
We've got some big projects on the horizon that I've worked on for a long time as a planner, including the new harbor and the cannery site development here in Craig. And I'm looking forward to kind of continuing work on those and carrying those projects across the finish line as the city administrator.
Bowling says his only firm plans are to go deer hunting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.